Receive. Receiving is half of the equation of creating something new or initiating a change. The receiving is an opening, a welcoming, a willingness, and an invitation for the goal to enter your life. It's the act of making spiritual space for your intentions. When changes don't come, or when they come but don't last, it's more likely that you're not receiving than it is that you're not asking properly. Some of the best lessons in initiating and managing change can be found in one of the oldest books on the planet, the I Ching, or Book of Changes. This ancient Taoist text is a study of nature and how the qualities and dynamics of the natural world exist also in the human world. The book defines 64 fundamental states, such as conflict, peace, waiting, danger, gathering, abundance, and limitation, and it explains how best to navigate each of these states in areas such as business, politics, relationships, and personal growth. The 64 states are presented in a special order, with the two most important first, since these two can be understood as giving birth to the other 62. The first is called the creative, and the second is called the receptive. The creative is considered to be an expression of pure yang, an emanation of expansive, active, powerful, creative energy. In his interpretation of this state, Confucius said, "Great indeed is the generating power of the creative. All beings owe their beginning to it." In contrast, the receptive is an expression of pure yin. It's like an open vessel. Its qualities are soft, yielding, and accepting. These two states are considered to perfectly complement each other. If the creative is the activating force of change, the receptive is the ability to accept and respond to this force. Each one needs the other. Conception works the same way, and it's an apt metaphor for initiating change. Sexual reproduction is the interaction of the creative and the receptive. It involves an external and an internal component, a giving and a receiving, a penetrating and a yielding. A seed by itself is useless without the earth to receive it, hold it, and nurture it. If you want something, you need not only to be able to make a request, but to fully accept its fulfillment. The creative and the receptive are our basic design. Each of us is somewhere on the creative spectrum, from being profoundly obstructed at one end to unrestrainedly expressive at the other end. And we're also somewhere on the receptive spectrum, from fighting, closing, and rejecting at one end to absolute openness and trust at the other end. In this section, we'll explore ways to improve your receptivity. Being receptive isn't lazy. It's natural after setting an idea into motion to focus on figuring out what actions you must take, who you need to win over, and in various other ways, how you can control the situation to ensure it turns out the way you want. However, there's much to be gained by simply allowing yourself to receive guidance, support, wisdom, and the fulfillment of your request. This isn't to discredit the value of taking action, but even your actions have the potential to be informed by insight, which is only available through receptivity. What you're looking for may be right at the door, just waiting to be invited in. There are tremendous gifts in store for you. The more receptive you become, the more you receive. Make sure you can see yourself as someone who has attained the intention you've chosen. If you don't feel entirely at peace with the idea of being this person, ask yourself, what do I believe it will mean about me if I attain this? Whatever you come up with, ask yourself if it's really true. You may be applying a stereotype or an outdated belief to yourself in your imagined future. You may have a persistent image of yourself in a state of lack, or you may simply need more practice at receiving an updated version of you. On the other hand, the receiving process can sometimes reveal that your chosen intention is itself outdated or inconsistent with your values, gifts, and purpose. What was the state that you believed this intention would facilitate? return to the questions and counterintention process of Chapter 9 and consider a revision of your intention. Receptivity is space. The I Ching depicts its 64 states through a primitive language of whole and broken lines. The symbol for the creative is a stack of six solid horizontal or yang lines, indicating the utmost of directive, purposeful energy, whereas the symbol for the receptive is a stack of six broken or yin lines, forming a space like a channel or vessel in the center of the symbol. When you think about your intention, make sure that this space exists in you, an opening for the intention to enter. One of the best ways to cultivate receptivity is meditation. When we stop talking, stop doing, and stop focusing on our thoughts. Meditation for receptivity. Try this meditation, which is derived from Kundalini Yoga. First, sit cross-legged or in lotus position or on your knees or in a chair. Then cup your two hands together to form a bowl. And then lift your hands against your chest at the level of your heart. Then close your eyes. Smile gently. And imagine that you're making yourself an open vessel. And with an attitude of expectant gratitude, allow whatever comes to come.